Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Alfreda Love, and today we have a very special guest, but first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for just blessing us to wake up this morning and start us on our way, Heavenly Father. We thank you for blessing us and giving divine recoveries, Lord. We thank you for each great gift that you give, Lord. We thank you for being the God of the past, the present, and the future, Lord. We're asking you, would you bless this show to be something that you are pleased with, something that is pleasing in your sight, and just help it to be something that will help other individuals know that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. We're asking you, would you bless the individuals who are on the ministry and bless the guest, Heavenly Father, and just continue to bless her ministry, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And I would like to briefly introduce our guest today. She is a gospel artist. She's a woman of God. She's a songwriter. And I would like to introduce the song and present to others Psalmist Paulette Triplett. Psalmist Triplett, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Since you received Christ, how long has it been? Well, it's much later now than it was back then. Do you really know? Know what time it is?
Oh, wow. That was a wonderful, wonderful introduction. A lot of people are shaking their heads. Wow, great. Okay, I want to interview you today because I want to know more about your music ministry. So without further ado, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you tell listeners a little about how you began your music profession?
My mother was, actually the gifts come through my mother's side, and when we were little kids, like five, my mother decided to put us together as a family group, all the girls, and she trained us to sing hymns in four-part harmony, a cappella, and then she would write songs herself, and she would have us singing them. And it was, our group was called the Triplett Family Singers, and then when I turned 10 years old, I just went to the piano and started playing. So God anointed me with the gift of playing as well.
Okay. Excellent. That's an excellent background. Okay, now, what is most important when directing music? Because you also are, you direct music, so what's most important?
Thinking of, I'm assuming you're talking about, like, with choir and all of that.
Yes.
The most important thing is everybody focusing on the person that's directing, because the one person, with some musicians, we kind of like get into a conversation nowadays because they're a little bit different than we were back then. I'm in my 50s, but it's like a newer generation, and they kind of like get off into what they got going on in the singers sometimes too, but it's very important that everybody pay attention so we'll all be on point and that it'll sound good and that the anointing can flow like it should. And that it could be understandable, because that's one thing to sing, but it's another thing to really sing to where you want the song to be understood, and so that everything will fall in place.
Great. Great. Okay. Excellent. Now, what inspirations do you draw from when writing music?
Wow, I have a lot of them. Been in church all my life. Some of them come from stories I've heard. Most of them come from things that I've dealt with in my own life. And things that come from the news, things that happen in my friend's life, things that happen in the neighborhood, upcoming, like the social issues, a lot of the things that we have going on in our neighborhoods, even things as a people, stuff that I see people suffering through, people's pain, something to give hope, especially if I see somebody down and something. Sometimes I'm motivated to write them a song or write something that'll make them feel better to kind of bring them out, put a smile on their face, give them some type of hope, look for a better tomorrow, that kind of thing.
All right. That's great to draw from. Okay. Now, can you tell listeners about your recording with the Progressive Radio Choir?
Ooh, that was really, really, it was a real blessing. Matter of fact, it was a real surprise because I came to Progressive, the church, because I really was looking for the word of God. I was like in a state of hunger and really spiritual hunger. Where I was, I needed more food, more spiritual food, and that's why I came to the church. And coming to the church, I was like, this is where I wanted to go because I really loved the way that the man of God taught. I had relatives that went there. And shortly after I got there, the pastor was like, we're getting ready to record. First, I want you to get in the choir. I was like, okay, but I really just came for the word. I'm thinking, okay, but I'll get in the choir. So I got in the choir. And then shortly after that, he was like, I want to do a album. And I want you to lead one of the songs. And I'm like, okay, but I just came to the church. And, you know, in my thinking, but he's mm-hmm. like, and this is what I want you to do. Next thing I know, that's exactly what happened. And not only that, but he was, like I said, he said that the Lord, he felt led of the Lord to put me on the song. And it was really a surprise because I didn't realize that the song was going to take off like it did. I didn't realize uh-huh. that the result of the blessings and the doors that were going to open. Because, you know, as a child, you sit there and you have a dream. And then, right. I don't know about anybody else, you go through so many things with your dream, and then sometimes you get to the point, okay, it's not going to happen. I've been waiting 20 years. And that door just popped open, and I really, really thank God for it. And it was really different because it was music on a different level. It was like
that's right.
Of a sudden now you sing it before all instead of just singing to yourself. Or like when we were singing as children, you singing to maybe a crowd of 200. Now you're singing to a crowd of thousands, so it's really, really different. It pushed me spiritually as well as naturally. So that was a real blessing, really different from, like I said, having singing to yourself and now you're in the front of a bunch of other people. It was a real blessing. I learned a lot.
Good. All right. Now, I was reading your bio, and in 2006 you had a huge music ministry entitled Singing Letters. What does that promote, and how does it extend your current ministry?
The Singing Letters promote, originally God gave them to me. Okay, my mother and my sister passed, 2002, I was seeking the Lord at one point to just do the pain of grief. And upon that, God revealed to me that I was a psalmist. Okay, and then through that path of understanding that I was a psalmist, just like David wrote some of the psalms, so God gave me singing letters. And the purpose of the singing letters, they speak the heart of God. So it was specific songs that God had given me. It's like nothing I ever wrote before. It was nothing I had to work for. It was like God would just breathe a song, and all I had to do was write the song. So it was not, you know what I'm saying, how sometimes you have to use your talent to do certain things.
That's
these
right.
particular songs, God just breathed them. And the whole purpose of the songs were to promote healing, to motivate, to inspire, to speak to a particular person's pain. And some of them are like in categories, but then God began to give me prophetic songs about certain people. I didn't even know they were going through a certain thing. I would just walk up to someone, God gave me a song for you. And they were like, oh, my God, that song gave me a breakthrough. And I'm just like, okay, this is the heart of God speaking to not just people in general, but people personally. And it extended the ministry because it took me beyond myself. I don't really go beyond my talent to get it, but it's like God works in the talent. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I have to sit there and make the words rhyme. God works through the gift that he gave. He just breathes it, and I just write it. And I just record it, and then he gives me the music that goes behind it.
Ooh,
and the theme goes with Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. So that's the theme of them as well.
Oh, wow. That is a great anointing. Okay. Now, what are some long-term and short-term goals in your music ministry career?
Okay. My short-term goal is to daily seeking and listening for that open door, I want to record with a label, a major label with an independent label, a label. That's been my dream as a child. That's been my dream. That's my dream. That's it. But long term, some of the singing letters God has given to me as greetings. Like, you know, a greeting card you would send someone. God gave me different kind of greetings. And I would really like the long term would be to market the greetings just like people do greeting cards with the singing in them. That's my goal, to do the same thing, to have a line of greeting cards, singing letters, that sing to people you just give, but it's already in the card.
Okay. All right. Now, you also write for plays as well. What type of plays do you write as far as the genre? What type of music do you write for those plays? And do you also orchestrate the music to the song, plays?
Yeah, and once again, it's always molded by something I've seen or an issue or social issue or something that God wants to address. And one thing about the singing letters as well as the stuff that I write for the plays and stuff in the songs, it's always something not just for the church people, but it's something for the unchurched. Just like, for instance, the law of gravity, whether I'm saved or whether I'm not saved, the law of gravity works the same way for everybody. So
that's
it's
right.
The same thing with the plays and the same thing with the music. I want to, just like one of my songs is When God Made Woman, He Made a Good Thing. Well, the song is not just talking to the women in the church, but I'm talking to the women that don't go to church. God is
that's
a universal God. He's for everybody. He says we're all his children. Regardless of whether we serve him or not, he loves all of us. So he still has personal messages. He still cares. Whether you love him or not, he still loves you. He does not want us to be down. It's the same thing. Jesus died for everybody, for God to love the world. So it's the same thing in the songs. It's the love of God. That's to reaching out in the plays. It's the love of God reaching out in the songs. I still got an answer for you. Whoever you are, whatever walk of life you come from, it doesn't matter. I just love you because I'm God. I love you, and I created you out of love, and that's the message. So it's always something I want people to, the hand of God, I want them to see in the songs, I want them to see the hand of God reaching out to them where they are. It doesn't matter your mental state or where you live, whether you got money, whether you got this. It's not about that, but it's just God is saying, I love you, that's why I created you. And that's what the songs and that's what the plays are about.
Okay. Now, if you had a chance, what would be your ultimate goal for your ministry? I know that you said to have a record label, but what would be your ultimate goal as far as reaching the people of God? What would you like to do?
Well, young people really are my passion. One thing I had in the home, my dad did leave. So my mother did a lot of praying for us, and the standards that she had and the parables that she had and the music gifts that we have flowing in our family, I would like to transfer. I would like to have not an institution per se, but a building where young people could come and cultivate their talent and where I could tell them about God as well and not get them off into certain genres of music. That's just me. But that's what I would like to do, and be able to pour into them the love of God, or at least let them know that God really does love you and that he didn't give you these gifts for no reason, but there's a purpose behind it. And I would also like to show them or pour into them the information that I have concerning music, what music does, and, you know, how you can reach out to the world, stuff like that with the music. That would be my ultimate. And even just to hear somebody said that you wrote a song and a yoke was destroyed in my life or I got healed, that's the ultimate too. That I would just love that. I remember somebody did say something similar to me, but at 14 I couldn't understand that. Then it was like I was getting ready to go home and kill myself and I heard you sing and I got delivered from a spirit of suicide. Well, I couldn't comprehend that. As a teenager,
right.
I understand that now. That was now I'm going to go back. I'm like, yeah, well, that was the ultimate, but like I said, now I can understand it, but at that time I didn't. But that's anything that anybody would say, that's always somebody to be healed, somebody to be delivered, or something has taken place that raised them up to another level, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, anything like that.
Right. Okay. That's great. Now, is there anything else you would like to share that has not already been shared?
not really, other than I just really, if I can say this, I really want the people of God to be encouraged. I know we go through a lot, and I know we have dreams, and so many things have come in to my life, and I know as people of God, so many things, so many storms, like this winter storm that we've had, I think it's like life. It looks like when you go through one thing, here comes something else. I just really want people to hold on to God as never before. Those that have left the church because they've gotten hurt, it wasn't God that hurt you. Give God another chance. Take a second look. That's what I really want people to do. I want them to be motivated to love God. I want them to be more motivated to not wait to get to church to praise God, but you can have your own praise service daily with God. Like, what I like to do is make up songs. I don't care if it's two words, three words, you are holy, Lord, or a sentence. Just making up something to sing to God because he's such a good and wonderful and perfect God. His word says he's going to perfect those things that concerns us. He always has words of love. Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 29:11, I think it is, he says that my thoughts of you are not evil, but to give you an expected end. So to understand that God is really on our side, he's a present God. Indeed, he shows up. He's waiting. So a lot of times we don't get what we need because we don't ask him. But he's there, and he's good, and he wants to do things for us. And he's not happy when we're going through. He's not sad when we're hurting because a loved one was killed. He's not happy about that, but he's waiting to comfort. His hand is always extended. And when you hurt, he hurts you. He's just really concerned about us. And I don't want people to lose that. Like I said, I know a lot of stuff happens. But it's people that do people things and perfect things, but God's love is perfect, and he's always trying to find ways and expressions to prove his love to us.
That's right. That is right. And do you have a song or anything on your heart that you would like to share?
Yes, I'm just going to sing a part of the song for the women, which I would call it a women's anthem, but it's called When God Made Woman, He Made a Good Thing. We'll be treasured, not hidden or put aside, so precious, that's how we classify. Oh, when God made woman, he made a good thing. And that says for every woman, we are precious. Hallelujah. We are value. Glory to God. And we are beautiful. Hallelujah. And the world could not go on without us. God has given women as a gift to the earth, and priceless is our worth. And that's what I want women to get from that song. We are awesome. I know that we go through a lot of things as women, but God made us. We are a good thing. We're an awesome thing because God made us. What he says about us, that's what it is.
That's right. That is exactly right. Now, if someone wanted to contact you, how can they contact you?
They can contact me through Rebirth for Love Management at gmail.com.
All right. And I want to, do you have anything else that you would like to share?
Oh, I was just going to say, by the way, When God Made Woman, that's my new release. It'll be out in March. It's a single.
Okay.
It's called When God Made Woman, He Made a Good Thing.
All right. I said congratulations, and I would like to pick up one of those CDs, and I thank you so much for joining me today. I ask God to bless your ministry, your CD when it comes out. And you have a beautiful voice, so just keep doing what God has asked you to do.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and God bless you too.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Africa Love, and I just interviewed Psalmist Triplett, and I would like to express to you some announcements that I have. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. That's for artists, promoters, publishers, authors, writers. You can Facebook at Free to Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com if you're interested in having an interview on the show or on the ministry. So please, please, please do that. Be sure to pray for 45 individuals. And when you pray for those 45 individuals, make sure that they all are not your family members. You can put all of your family members on one line and pray for them one by one, and also pray for yourself. In addition to that, the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is pastor, will have a Reaping What You Sow fundraiser event on April 5th, 2014 at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. Please stay tuned for more announcements. And if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.